This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Wednesday, July the 8th. This is John Michael Marty. With limited days available for field work, producers were still able to advance wheat harvest by 31%. Average temperature was 70.4 degrees last week, with statewide precipitation slightly below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 52% adequate, and 47% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 56% adequate, and 43% surplus. Corn silking jumped 24 percentage points to 26%. Corn condition was rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 27% fair, 49% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 94% compared to 100% last year and a five-year average of 99%. Soybeans emerged reached 92% compared to 99% last year, five-year average at 98%. Soybeans blooming at 15% compared to 26% last year. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 11% poor, 32% fair, 44% very good, and 8% excellent. Winter wheat harvest jumped to 69% complete compared to 38% last year. Winter wheat condition was rated 9% very poor, 18% poor, 37% fair, 33% good, and 3% excellent. Hillsboro's 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show is coming up Saturday, July 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park. There'll be a couple of days of fun and activities with lots of shade tree and parking. The pedal tractors, antique cars, tractors, lawn tractors, antique tractors, and other equipment 1982 or older. They've got 10 prizes for best of class, door prizes, whole bunch of things going on. It's the 20th annual old-time tractor show at Lake Hillsboro Park. For more information, you can contact Judy Probst, Arlen Kasten, Jim Langham, or Andy Theriak. I'm going to try and get Andy on the show one day next week, and we'll have a little interview with him. They are looking for more antique machine demonstrators and craft vendors as well. You can call Judy at 538-2054, Arlen at 341-8690. Jim at 710-1514 or Andy at 534-2414, all 217 area code. That's the Hillsboro 20th Annual Old Time Tractor Show, July 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park. National Corn Growers Association joined 13 other organizations in filing a lawsuit last Thursday in U.S. District Court against the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers, seeking to overturn the Waters of the U.S. rule. Chip Bowling, president of the corn growers and a farmer from Newburgh, Maryland, said, "Farmers need clarity and certainty about their responsibilities under the Clean Water Act. Unfortunately, the Waters of the U.S. rule does neither. Under the new rule, every farmer and rancher in America now has at least one Waters of the U.S. on their farm. That puts far too much power into the hands of the federal government and exposes farmers to considerable liabilities without actually doing anything to improve water quality. Corn farmers remain committed to working with the EPA, the Corps, and other stakeholders to protect America's water supply." Co-plaintiffs in the lawsuit include the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Petroleum Institute, American Road and Transportation Builders Association, Leading Builders of America, National Alliance of Forest Owners, National Association of Home Builders, National Association of Manufacturers, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Mining Association, National Pork Producers Council, and the Public Lands Council. And similar lawsuits have also been filed by 27 state attorneys general. And the bottom line is, it just about makes anything larger than a pothole full of muddy water a water of the U.S., and that makes every particular bit of water standing fall under the rules. We'll be back with part two right after this. Munson Hybrids will discuss the pros and cons of cover crops in an educational meeting at their Galesburg, Illinois facility on August 11th from 9 until noon. On that day, industry experts will educate farmers on the benefits and watchouts regarding cover crops, including a Q&A session. In addition, various cover crops, seeds, and mixes will be visible in plots at the Munson Galesburg location. Then to cap off the morning, a free lunch will be served on site. Call 888-813-7333 by August 7th to reserve your seat and lunch. Cover crops have really captured the attention of farmers, researchers, and the media, says Craig Alleman, Munson Hybrids agronomist. There's so much upside to using cover crops for the farmer and the environment. We're looking forward to this educational meeting and plot tour to pass along information from industry experts. Munson Hybrids is a regional family-owned seed company that meets the corn, soybean, silage, alfalfa, small grain, and cover crop seed needs of farmers in Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Munson believes performance is personal, focusing on the right genetics for each field and servicing local farmers by listening and developing a seed plan together. Again, to learn more about Munson Hybrids, visit munsonhybrids.com or call 888-813-SEED. That's 888-813-7333. International Agronomy Day is coming up. It is going to be held at the University of Illinois on August 31st. The U of I Department of Crop Sciences encourages producers from around the globe to participate in this unique forum that brings its nationally renowned faculty together to share the latest in agronomy, weed science, crop production, pest management, agricultural economics, and more. And that pretty much covers farming, doesn't it? International Agronomy Day was developed as an opportunity for international visitors to attend a field tour at the U of I and interact with faculty and staff. The event will take place the day before the Farm Progress Show opens in Decatur to provide an opportunity for international visitors traveling to the U.S. to attend the Farm Progress Show. It'll let them learn more about the research being conducted by the faculty and staff at the U of I. It'll take place on Monday, August 31st from 8 until 1 at the U of I South Farms, allowing participants enough time to continue on to Decatur for the Farm Progress Show held September 1st to the 3rd. Registration for International Agronomy Day is required. You can do it by going to internationalagronomyday.org. Lastly, I wanted to mention again, if that's not your cup of tea on August 31st, maybe more fun is that Western Illinois University Golf Course is holding the 11th annual IPPA Pork Chop Open. That's August 31st and at the Western Illinois University Golf Course. That is a terrific course, and you would have a good time for sure. Registration 10:30 to 11:45. Shotgun start at noon. It is $125 a person. And there are some pretty neat prizes, door prizes, and different things going on there. Starts at noon. For more information, visit ilpork.com or contact Deb Turner at 217-529-3100. 217-529-3100. Pre-registrations have to be received by August 10th. That's our farm show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope your Wednesday's going well. This is John Michael Marty. We'll do it again tomorrow. See you then.